This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stupid racist motherfuckers. Go open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell you to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Not bad for a guy with a fucked up throat. Yeah!
You sound like Gravel Gurney.
Help me,
Lord, help me.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Ham Radio Show live on a beautiful kind of summer-like night here.
Isn't
in
it nice? It's really
in
nice.
November.
Yeah. The temperature's already dropped too much.
It's dropping, but it's not there when it's nowhere near when it's like in the morning when I go to work.
I was out this afternoon, and it was pretty cool. It was nice and lovely.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Danny is back from shooting Bambi. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
Did you get any?
No, I was unsuccessful the whole week.
Shocking.
Wow, gee.
This is me over here being shocked.
That's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it's a misunderstanding. Huh? Between him and the deer, there was a misunderstanding.
Isn't it amazing when it's not hunting season, they actually come on your property, and they're looking for you?
Dude.
When the hunting season comes on, like they know, you know, like Bugs Bunny holds up the sign.
Hold on. Plus, we are live on Facebook Live, of course, in the Facebook Live suite. Good evening, everybody over there. We got tons of people. Elizabeth is in there. Joe in there, of course, asking dumb shit. Casey, Casey Karen is in there. Todd is in there. Nick is in there. Lenore is in there.
Lenore.
As you can see, but yes, Lenore.
Yes, the Raven, Nevermore.
Yes. Quote the Raven, Nevermore. And as you can see, I sound like shit.
Yes, you do.
But it's okay. Me at 70% is better than fucking most people at 100%, so fuck off.
Who says he has the ego?
God damn it, I have a little ego. And a little dick and a little ego. I got it all. Everything's little. Everything but my stomach. Yeah. God damn it. 718-577-1389. It is hot as fucking here, plus this tea is hot. I'm just saying, if I don't sweat this shit out like a sweat lodge
hot is good
today, so
good.
I'm just saying.
Hot is not good today because it's very nice outside actually right now. Actually,
I tried saying that, but Billy, of course, because he has to fucking say the opposite of what I say.
That's right.
The sun said went that down. The temperature is dropping rapidly.
Thank you, Stormfield. I don't think that it's really dropping as much as you claim that it is, my friend.
It's dropping.
It's dropping. You drop your balls. Drop your balls!
Mine did a very long time ago.
Well, you know, speaking of course, dropping balls.
Wow.
What the fuck is that playing?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
That came from my fucking computer, but I don't know where.
That came from me.
This?
Could it be? Maybe it's over here by this manhole.
No, how is that coming from you?
You have an ad pop.
Obviously. That's why I said it was coming from me. And you, look at that. There it is. There's the fucking ad. Don't play ads when I don't want you to play ads because I wanted to say a clever, witty remark like dropping balls, and then I was going to play this.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Today. And Hoda's here with me at this morning because this is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization.
Nice tits!
Yeah.
And then he sent this note.
Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can. That is the statement from our chairman, Andy Lack, and we just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated.
Devastated.
Yeah, filled in 11.
Like, I better get a pay raise because now I'm the top bitch.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Nope, can't be the top bitch.
Nope.
That's offensive to dogs.
Please, Danny, would you please calm down? Yeah. Samantha Gunthery is nowhere near
that
bitch.
That was sexual harassment, Danny.
So now Danny's accused of sexual harassment?
No, Joe was sexually harassing me by putting pizza rolls here every freaking
week. That's not sexual. Tantalizing you. It is not sexual.
That's right.
He's trying to have sexual relations with me.
What a pizza
that's
roll.
A, wait, that's pizza a given. No, the sexual. Fuck the pizza rolls. He wants to touch your cock. That's right. Can I hear some more cocks, Billy?
You know, I put pizza rolls out last week.
That's Danny's cock right there that Joe wants to gobble.
I put pizza rolls out last week, and they didn't eat them, and you're
no.
You can take your time.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I'd eat them all myself.
All right, so, by the way, if you've been living under a rock, that played this morning, the one and only Matt Lauer is no longer with the Today Show. Fired as of, I believe, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time before the Today Show officially began.
Touch my winky.
Even though the Today Show does a morning program prior to the Today Show, at 4:30, I believe, they did not discuss the Matt Lauer incident until the main troupe, as Danny says, the new head bitch, and the big time Samantha Gunthery, and Hoda.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I've seen in the halls of.
You think he ever molested them in the way?
My day job.
You know, why wouldn't he molest them? They're pretty girls.
He might have asked them, Joe. They might have accepted. Who the hell knows?
Yeah,
the fact of the matter is, we don't. First off, yet again, though, I'd like to point out allegations.
Allegations.
We do not know.
Not proven.
Nothing has been proven except we do have a report from Variety. Because supposedly what happened was, as the news has been breaking throughout the day, the Variety article that was being written about all the misconduct by Mr. Matt Lauer, a.k.a. Matt Sauer. Oh, shit.
Jesus.
I went there, motherfuckers.
Where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Yeah, he's sexually assaulting somebody right now. Come to my office. I'll show you my cock.
Give me a touch, please.
So now what happened...
this toy. I'll show you how to use it.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Mm. Both of you are shooting your loads way before we fucking get to the story.
Yeah.
The Variety article that was written about Matt was due to be released in the upcoming weeks. NBC, which, by the way, does not stand for nothing but cock. Or nothing but cuddles.
Yes.
Was aware of the article. Okay, so this ball has been kind of rolling for a little bit.
Right.
But due to Matt Lauer being fired today, the article has been released prematurely, just like Matt. We have the article here, the Variety article. Supposedly, by the way, the person who is claiming the Matt Lauer misconduct and allegations and blah, 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 name has not been released. We do know that the person went there Monday evening, talked to HR. HR said, "What? Matt Lauer? Fuck you!
Matthew?"
And they actually handled the situation accordingly. Which now we're at the crossroads where we're at Wednesday night. Well, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Matt was officially discharged from the Today Show and NBC in general.
But in like 2012, when Ann Curry left because she felt humiliated by the all-boys club that was there.
Yeah.
Well, she probably wouldn't put out.
But either way.
Those are the views of Joe and Joe only.
She felt humiliated, and she figured that she also believed that Lauer was indifferent to her concerns
back then.
So...
Everybody took Matt Lauer's fucking side in that.
Well, isn't that about
just
the
saying.
Time? Isn't that about the time he got the haircut?
Yes,
I think so.
See, there you go. He went for the short crew baldy.
Yeah, well,
look.
He was losing his
AKA, AKA the cancer cut. Because I don't think he looks good with it. Quite frankly,
I don't know, but like he changed his appearance. So like, that wasn't him. He changed. We could keep him on the air.
Supposedly, according to everything, what happened was when Couric left.
Yeah.
When Katie Couric left the Today Show, which was a long fucking time ago.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, Joe's girlfriend.
I like her.
When she left, supposedly that's when the gloves came off, and Matt was like, "Well, she's gone. Now I'm numero uno over here." Because remember, this guy is a high-paying fucking guy.
$25 million a year.
Yes, and also gets a helicopter ride in every morning. Wow. They have the fucking Matt Lauer fucking copter that brings him. NBC drops him off on the top of 30 Rock every fucking morning.
Talk about
every
perks,
morning. The beginning of MASH.
Yeah.
Every fucking morning, Matt Lauer is fucking, you know, Action Man.
Yeah. I'm the Wonder Wheel champion of the world!
And he's fucking, you know, rappelling down into this fucking, off his chopper from the Hamptons or wherever the fuck he lives. I don't even know where the fuck he is. Because God forbid he drive a car.
You know, they're crazy. Why don't they just hire him a bunny ranch girl, have him over there 24-7, give him all the sex he wants, and that's it.
Because that's
highly
illegal. Estate.
Well, it can be his girlfriend.
All right, well, $25 million.
His wife would get upset.
$25 million was the annual salary, yeah. Joe was right. Yeah. The cause of his dismissal, according to sources, this is from the Variety, by the way, article, was a detailed complaint by another current NBC employee about the inappropriate sexual conduct that Lauer had started on his trip to the Sochi Olympics.
Sochi! Damn, this is going to overshadow all the doping shit that the Russians were doing.
Yeah. in 2014 and then continued for several months after that.
But yeah. Of course.
So the employee, like I said, went there Monday, did what she had to do.
Monday.
And by Wednesday, he's out the fucking door.
Goodbye.
Now,
to you.
Now this is not the actual. Let me go back one because this is not the actual. I want to get the.
The statement?
No, no. What they were saying, what Billy was kind of alluding to was the story. There.
He was also accused of giving another colleague a sex toy as a present.
That's one allegation. Again, read the whole thing. That's
along with an explicit note about how he wanted to use it on her.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
That doesn't sound so
I heard that you shared the big banana with everybody.
This just in. Me. And then he would just name it Matt. Yeah.
And then apparently the said the woman complained to management, but the complaints fell on deaf ears.
Oh. Yeah,
that's because he's Matt Lauer.
Because he's fucking Matt Lauer.
Well, just look at NBC now. They're saving $25 million a year to hire somebody for dollar and a half.
And remember, they also have Megyn Kelly in reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Not
you
her.
You have Carson Daly on standby because that motherfucker's got to get bumped up.
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't get bumped up, it's crazy. And yet again, I'm also back to fucking thinking about poor Billy fucking Bush. Who was supposed to replace Matt Lauer before the grab him by the pussy fucking scandal happened.
Nah, he's over.
And hold on. This motherfucker, yet again, at the end of the day, all we did was laugh at a fucking shitty joke.
But also,
he did not do anything.
But then he also, wasn't he the one that released the tape as well?
Yeah, but he thought he was doing the right thing. He went, I got this shit. Oh, dude. I got this footage. My uncle or my grandfather, whoever the fuck it is George Bush.
Yeah.
I have this footage of Trump on one of our buses. Okay? This motherfucker says he's grabbing a chick by the puss.
Yeah.
Okay? You guys know that this will destroy any chance he will have to become the president of the United States of America. This is the smoking gun. This is it. I'm Billy Bush. I get skyrocket to the highest level of NBC News. Because of me, and the bus, and the pussy, and the grabbing, I'm in.
I can do it.
It blew up in his face. Is that the chopper?
Yeah,
it blew up in his face. Get to the bad chopper. It blew up in his face. Kaboom. And he lost his job for laughing at a shitty joke.
See, he should have edited himself out of that.
Two words, stretched, but JJ.
He should have... What up, Christy? Would you shut up? He should have, at the very least, actually grabbed a pussy. Because then he would be in the elite of the Just Us League, which now has taken a new member, the one and only Matt Lauer. Which is incredibly insane when you think about it. I mean, this morning, I actually broke the story to other people because I was updated and alerted about said story, and people were walking around my office going, what the fuck, you little Matt Lauer? No, you're kidding me. And then, lo and behold...
Want to taste it?
Well, after that, Samantha Guthrie fucking says, the statement by NBC. So, I mean, it was a
You're
weird...
ugly, and your mother dresses you funny.
That was the third statement. I'm talking about the first statement. Okay. Not only did Matt Lauer supposedly do the sex toy thing, he also supposedly, according to the Variety article, flashed his penis.
No.
Which seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlie Rose did it with the shower walk and the whole, all that crap. It seems like...
Look at what I got.
Yeah, like, it seems
all
like...
All of the penis!
It seems like everyone's fascinated with, like, showing their cocks. Now,
you'll regret this.
I've said this before. I said it last week on the show. I will say it again. Uncle Eddie, a.k.a. Eddie Finocchiaro, will never host a morning show on regular television. I will never be a senator because, quite frankly, Al Franklin, I have shown my dick to many a woman. But I admit
Don't be a
to
pig.
It. I admit to it.
It's a matter of right.
That's the difference. I admit to it. And besides, I also have documentation from text messages where women have showed me their goods,
right.
And I have shown my goods,
right.
And it was a mutual thing. I didn't just send random dick pics.
That's right.
Around
all of the penis.
Thank
penis.
You.
Oh, yeah.
All of the penis. All of it. But these guys seem to be, think it's cool for them to go out and just do fucking, are you the pecker checker? Here it is. Here's my dick. Check
it's
it
all
out.
About the demon.
Have any of you ever just flashed your dick at a chick that was unwarranted?
Never. I hide
have you ever? Never. That's what I'm saying. Have you ever went,
I have
holy
some
shit. No, no, holy shit. You got to see my raging hard on. Yeah. Have you done that? No.
I don't even let my wife see it.
Thank God.
Because your wife doesn't want to see it.
That's right.
Supposedly, by the way, also in the Variety article, after he showed his cock, allegedly, to some woman in his office, which, by the way, had a magic button that would lock them in the office.
Oh.
This is amazing, by the way. Matt Lauer had the skill and ability,
God bless him,
to get into an argument with said woman because she would not perform a sexual act on Mr. Matt Lauer,
yeah,
a.k.a.
boss.
Matt Sauer.
Yeah.
Okay? She would not do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Please do.
I made Lenore laugh with Pecker Checker.
Yes. Can you open this jar of mayonnaise?
Yes, I was wondering. Are you the Pecker Checker? Are you here to check out my scrotum and shaft? Maybe possibly the head of my pecker. I was wondering. Come down and... Oh, it's the other pecker jagger. Come on in. Come see Mr. Matt Lauer's massive erection.
No, no, it's...
Come down.
Professional ball washer.
Yeah. Well, that's an actual job, though, Bill. What's funny to me is first Charlie Rose at CBS.
Mm-hmm.
CBS gone. He's not on the morning show anymore.
PBS. CBS.
Well, no. Let's just stick with strictly morning shows right now.
Yeah.
Now you got Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Gone from the Today Show.
Gone.
George Stephanopoulos. Better
mind.
Hope to God that his nickname of George Sniffalotopoulos doesn't get out of GMA.
You got
this
George?
Motherfucker better not fucking stray.
He's probably gonna go
you
on
got
vacation.
Stray hand.
That's but the nickname Strange Hands.
Strange
you
hands.
Know what I mean? Like it's coming, people.
Yeah.
No,
he gets his gap caught in somebody's clit. Yeah. Come on, Matt.
Come
Why does it have to be like this? Why does Michael Strahan got to be the next one? Let's please, GMA, stand up against getting the pecker checked. Please.
No, watch on there. It's one of the women get fired for sexually harassing.
I want to
see that.
I hope
that would never happen.
Me and Joe were talking about this.
But it does go both ways.
Oh, yeah, it does, but it'll never happen.
Just like Billy in the shower. It goes both ways. Listen.
Got to get the front and the back.
Damn right.
How else are you going to get it all clean?
Yeah.
And that's a two-man operation, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The fact still is,
I used to.
We were discussing, me and Joe, that men will not acknowledge it, though, if it's a chick. Like Terry Crews supposedly got a song. Like I say supposedly, Terry, don't come down here, flex your muscles and kill me. Supposedly
Do
at
it.
A party,
yeah.
Terry Crews was grabbed, his cock was grabbed by a guy, in front of everybody, by the way. In front of Adam Sandler at a Hollywood party by a gentleman. Grabbed Terry Crews' fucking... He was the pecker checker.
Yeah.
And grabbed him and fucking grabbed his massive black cock.
How
the
are you
guys have the butt sex.
No, this guy's supposedly not gay, just filled up with alcohol, supposedly. Wait a minute, after Terry Crews pushes him off, the motherfucker went back and gave him another pecker checker. All right? Went blah, 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 and grabbed him again.
He must have been drunk.
So then now Terry Crews, of course, has pressed charges and blah, 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 blah. But that's against the dude. We have not heard any dude come forward.
You know why?
Nobody would believe
him. In Hollywood.
Yeah.
Who has been sexually assaulted or has had misconduct allegations launched.
Or had to have been forced to do something against their will to better advance their career.
Well, unless it's a real ugly woman, most guys, we don't know we're being sexually abused. We like it. You know,
in the words of Patrice O'Neill, men cannot be raped.
Well,
as much as they say that they can be. You know what I mean? Like, you'll watch a Lifetime fucking movie about it.
There'll be gang rape.
There'll be fucking sad music, and there'll be I was raped!
Yeah, they've never been to jail.
You can't happen. Because men like it.
Well,
men like it.
If it's a beautiful woman who, I told you stories about me when I was a kid.
Bye.
With these older women and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think I was being sexually abused.
But if you were going to get a part in a movie, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to get a part in a movie and the woman says to you, well, you got to fucking, take the, take the fucking, you know, the tuna boat to fucking Pound Town.
Well, she's a good right now, woman.
Would, you know, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
Men do that thing.
Well, what,
all right?
What if she's like, you know, crotchety and, you know.
Well,
depends on the role.
Do you want the job or not? Yeah,
I guess so.
718-577-1389. I'm going to take a break right now because I got to heal this throat. I'm going to have a laying of hands on by Matt Lauer. He's going to come in, show me his pecker checker. We're going to fucking have him lay his hands on my soul, on my throat, make me feel better. Maybe Kevin Spacey can put my balls in his mouth and fucking hum the Battleship of Republic. I don't know what we're going to do, but I do know one thing. It's the Ham Radio Show right here live on hamradioshow.com. Of course, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We're going to take a break right now. Sit back, relax, and if you are part of a sexual assault case, please feel free to call the hotline 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us. Follow us, but not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Struggling in a fight at Columbia. I love when we're off the air and Joe wants to have great conversations. We're off the air. And when you shut the fuck up, let us come back in and then we can have this great conversation. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Come on. I'm from the land down under.
Underwear.
Jesus Christ. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Right here live on the HamRadioShow.com. You better take cover. 718-577-1389. Hey, let's see if our old friend is there. Alexa, tell me about Matt Lauer.
According to the New York Times, Today Show anchor Matt Lauer has been fired by NBC over a sexual misconduct allegation.
All right, so if you've been living under a rock.
That all you got, baby?
That's all she's got right now. Don't call her baby. That's sexual harassment.
Oh, no, middle 11.
Where we're at right now is that Matt Lauer, of course, been fired. We still don't know all the particulars.
That's right.
Except for what the article in Variety, which came out, which is clearly, because I'm reading over it again, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we kind of glossed over. One thing in particular, before we get to Joe's little idea he was talking about, there were a lot of consensual relationships. This is part of the article.
Oh, consensual.
But that's still a problem because of the power he held, says a former producer who knew firsthand of these encounters. Yeah. See, he couldn't sleep around town with celebrities or on the road with random people because he's fucking Matt Lauer.
That's right.
I stated the fucking part. Yeah. He's Matt Lauer, and he's married.
No. All right?
So he'd have to do it within his stable. He had a stable of women, supposedly.
Well, that's what I mean. They should hire these girls to, you know, to fuck.
They didn't hire him, you know, specifically to fuck Matt Lauer.
You put it in the job description. Must fuck
Matt Lauer. Fuck Matt Lauer. Yeah, I'm sure that'll go over well with H&R. You know.
HR approved, the lawyers approve it, and his wife will never see the application.
Yeah. Where he exerted his power, and he knew people would never complain. So, I mean, he had a battle plan. Matt Lauer had a battle plan over there at 30 Rock. He had an idea.
Doesn't anybody believe me?
No one believed you. And a lot of these women, by the way, did come forward and talk to executives within NBC.
Years ago.
It fell on deaf ears. It supposedly has fallen on deaf ears because of who in the fuck he is. He's
who
Matt Lauer.
He is and the money he was making him.
Yeah. And that is the saddest part of this fucking event here.
What about, let's go back to what we were kind of talking about off air.
Part?
Bob Barker.
I like him.
But how many times how many times in the past was he always accused?
Yeah.
Oh, every Barker beauty, I think, went after him. I think they went after him, physically sued him multiple times.
It was in his contract. You must suck my dick.
That's why I don't.
I love these contracts.
Yeah, Joe would have the worst contracts. Excuse me, management.
You're a very bad man.
Yes. Can you put a clause in called the very bad man clause?
Absolutely.
Where from Monday through Thursday, I have to have my dick sucked in between each taping.
Yeah.
But on Friday, we're going to call that butt fuck Friday.
Yeah.
And on Fridays, a harem of women. I need to come into my office. All different. We're going to spin a wheel.
That's true.
And whatever hair color it lands on. Yeah. That's who's going to come into my office for Buttfuck Friday. And on Buttfuck Friday, like, if I spin and I come over here and I grab our wheel and I spin our wheel.
Yeah.
And it lands on, redhead.
Yeah.
If it lands on redhead, redheads for Buttfuck Friday.
Right.
That's what we're going to do.
And then after that, we can go get spayed and neutered together.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a great idea, Randy. You can have a wheel with all sex, you know, blowjob, anal, everything on the wheel, whatever you're to. Menage a trois.
So they did nothing to Bob Barker in those days.
Right.
Today, I guess he would have been
gone. Let me use your fucking line from the other day when I asked you about Bill Clinton. It was a different time. It's still fucking the same shit, people. It doesn't matter.
I'm surprised Drew
Carey. That it was a different time.
I'm surprised there's nothing with Drew Carey on
the good old days.
Because, like, he was always
But Drew Carey, just like myself, comes out and says. He's public about it.
Yeah.
He won't lie. He goes, I have had sex with many a women. Yeah. Women I've paid for. Women I haven't paid for. He is a sexual deviant, much like myself. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, he's honest about it.
It was fucking Mimi.
Like myself, he's a pervert with a heart of gold.
Mimi, wasn't it? Mimi?
Yeah, please stop talking. Don't help the show in any way, shape, or form.
Silence, whippersnapper!
Thank you. Snap ahead. Shut up. But even though Joe is a rambling idiot, he did bring up a great idea. Yeah. We should fucking probably figure out who's next. Yeah. In the words of the immortal poet, William Goldberg, who's next? Okay, because I think of the list of people that are out there. I mean, the guy from Prairie Home Companion, a radio... Garrison Keillor there. Yeah, he fired for improper behavior. This only broke right after the Matt Lauer thing. It was only about maybe an hour later, but no one seems to care because if you don't know about what Prairie Home Companion is,
it's what, not NPR type radio.
Well, it's in a
like Minnesota,
Minnesota Public Radio. I'll read the fucking now because you have to kind of fucking explain it. There are. He's a radio host. He's a legendary host. There was a movie made about the Prairie Home Companion thing.
Oh.
Okay, Garrison Keillor has lost his job with Minnesota Public Radio over allegations of improper behavior. Keillor confirmed the termination today, which was Wednesday, saying that he was fired over a, quote, a story that I think is more interesting and more complicated than the version NPR, that's Minnesota Public Radio, not NPR, MPR, heard, end quote. NPR also issued a statement saying that the issue has his interaction with a colleague while he was still producing a Prairie Home Companion, and that it knows of no other incidents that have transpired.
Well,
so, what the, by the way, the allegation supposedly... Because he released a statement or something. I don't remember. I know I heard this. So now I'm going to, like, paraphrase what the fuck he said. Supposedly what was said was that he put his hand on the back of a woman who was wearing a dress with an open back. He obviously must have left his hand there too long.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, you know, whatever, and then went to HR.
That sounds okay with me.
Well, of course, Joe, because you think everything's fucking okay, but you're wrong.
That's a crack? That's a crack?
Wait a minute. Let's just, by the way, bring this up.
Yeah,
I explained this to Joe before, and now I'm going to have this discussion, because I think it's worthy of, like, a Q&A of the day.
Okay.
Because we discussed this actually on Thanksgiving, at the old dinner table on Thanksgiving. That the end of asking anybody out at work that you work with is done. It's gone. I understand you don't shit where you eat. I get all that. And a lot of people
don't. I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
I understand that they don't. Normally, you know, people don't do it. They have like a firm stance. You know what I mean? And they don't do it because...
Company dating is frowned upon.
Yeah, but the point still that I was trying to explain to Joe is that first we have to understand what the fuck, and we discussed this last week on this very show, what the fuck is sexual misconduct?
Yeah, that's one of those things.
What is it? Because I'm under the assumption that it's whatever the fuck you don't like.
Yeah.
Like, if I walk up to a woman at work, and it's somebody I know, it's not like a perfect stranger, it's somebody I know, and I go, hey, Jenny, that shirt you're wearing is very beautiful. You look really good in it. I just wanted to tell you how great you look today.
You look better
than now, if she takes that compliment and does not like that compliment and feels like I'm being, you know, I'm... treating her like a piece of meat in some way.
As long as you're not rubbing your genitalia.
No, but see, that's... Hold on, wait a minute. No, that's fucking wrong, because Joe said the same thing. I said, you don't have to actually touch... No,
You would walk up to her and go, hey, you look good,
sure,
while you're rubbing
your
balls.
I don't fucking rub my junk in front of the chick.
Do it afterwards.
I do it afterwards.
You turn around and do it. Yeah.
I have more skill than fucking that. I don't walk up with fucking grabbing my crotch.
You know, it's like that
and
judge.
And go, hey, baby, look at this fucking swelling going on.
It's like that judge said. He says, I don't know how to describe it, but I know it when I see it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that pornography guy.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not, but then it's subjective.
Yeah, right.
Then
it is.
It's a case-by-case study. And then we can't make a blanket term.
Yeah.
So what if, like Matt Lauer, I mean, let's say that none of those other allegations happened. All right? Alleged allegations happened. Okay?
Yeah.
Which one?
And Matt Lauer just came out and said to Lady
Buffy
X, Y,
intern.
And Z or whatever. Buffy the intern. No, can't be an intern because interns you can't talk to like that at all. Mm-hmm. Interns, you're not even supposed to wear a fucking dress unless you're saying, go get me coffee. Or go get that copy out of the machine. You can't say, hey, you look great today, because then you're hitting on an intern. Automatically, it's bad. It's an employee. He says exactly what I said. Hey, Jen, you look great. That's a great dress you're wearing today. It brings out your eyes. You know, I just wanted to tell you how great you look today. She takes the compliment, says, no, I don't like it. Fuck that it's Matt Lauer, and then goes to HR.
Right.
Is that sexual misconduct?
No, it's not sexual misconduct.
No. Anybody but Joe can answer this fucking question. Because Joe's opinion is so skewed, it's going to hurt my brain.
What really comes down to is your relationship with this person at work. Like, do you guys talk other than straight out act professional towards each other?
But is that not professional? That's not unprofessional.
That's
unprofessional. Sorry, that's not the word.
Not workplace talk. I'm saying, like,
you can't tell somebody. I can't tell you that your fucking hoodie looks nice. You fucking dweeb.
No,
I can't.
How is that not workplace? You're complimenting. What's wrong with complimenting somebody?
It can be misconstrued,
right?
But anything can be misconstrued.
But exactly.
But if, like, your conversations with this person are basically like, oh, okay, you got this story for me. Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And it's professional like that. And then you turn around one day and say, well, you know, you look very nice in that dress or shirt or whatever.
What do you say? Nice hair today, Roxy.
Right.
Hey,
but if you turn around and say something like that, and yet all your conversations have been nothing but like, here's the copy you wanted. Thank you.
But
and
how is but
that's,
here is,
you're
how
now
is that
taking
sexual misconduct?
To a different level. You're
but it's
going
not being,
somewhere else.
But it okay.
That's
I get,
what
hold on.
Be outside the norm that you two continue to have.
Jesus Christ. Billy needs a cane and a fucking thing to get to the point. We get your fucking point, Billy. That to the next level. You just want to keep talking and not listen to the question. And again, how is bringing it to the next level sexual misconduct?
Because you don't
it's
have
not
that.
Sex, if it has
you
no.
You don't have that relationship
but
with
it
this
has
person
nothing
you're
to
working
do,
with.
But hold on. But yet again, the relationship is what you make of it. If I want to compliment you, you can.
And I'm uncomfortable with it.
But
I'm
uncomfortable. But then I can be a dick. Well, hold on, wait. Let me make my point. I can be uncomfortable with you being uncomfortable. Now you made my fucking workplace awkward. So what? Your point doesn't hold any water.
If you didn't say those things to me, then you wouldn't be uncomfortable either.
That's horseshit. If you didn't dress up all slutty, then I wouldn't fucking say your hoodie looks
what
nice.
What I am wearing is work appropriate.
Yeah, but that's
how
the whole point.
How dare you say
not,
anything
what,
about it?
What if she comes to work and the fucking three buttons in the front are open and it's not work appropriate? Can I say something then? Can
you
I get a fucking
ask,
pamphlet?
You could say something like, could you please button your shirt? That's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate. You don't even have to speak, sir.
I could say whatever the fuck I want.
No.
I'm offended.
You can't say inappropriate because that's not a word.
What do you say?
I went to Joe's school.
Speaking of inappropriate, let's go to Joe.
I can see your tits.
Button up. I can see your tits. Yeah, you know, you're telling us. Constructive.
You're showing me a little too much. Is there something you...
I'm saying that tits is probably not a good thing.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
Right. Tits is not something you're going
to
say in the workplace.
Go to HR with
that. Yeah.
You know what I think? I think if the first time you say something, you get a pass. You know, like, if she goes to you and says, hey, I don't like that kind of talk, then, okay, right. Next time you're in...
But my point, wait, hold on.
Territory. You don't
talk that way. But wait a minute. If this person is just too sensitive, See, here's the fucking problem.
That's it.
Here is the fucking problem.
But also, if you work with this person, you'll know if they are or not.
Yeah. Not really, because you don't know until you say something. They could have had a bad fucking day.
Yeah. That's why you get a pass first time.
Well, that's their problem.
But that's my point. Yeah. No, their problem becomes your fucking problem.
Sure.
Because let's say they're fucking great. They're talkative to you every fucking day.
Flirting. A lot of girls flirt.
Someone, they,
right. If
yeah.
you got, if
what if you're getting, wait, hold on. What if you feel, what if you feel?
Yeah.
That there's an underlined fucking flirting.
Right.
Now, you say, hey there, Georgie girl, you look fucking nice. I don't know.
You
say
fucking signals, man.
You say, excuse, you know what? I just got to tell you, the last week, you've been wearing stellar clothes.
Right.
You've been just kicking ass.
Yeah.
At work, everything, you've just been great.
I love looking up your dress, man.
See?
Now you go wrong. But if you
bring
see,
in the pecker checker.
As you're saying this, the first statement, you base her reaction. If she's giving you like, okay, thanks, then yeah, you could say
more. But okay, we're not
she's
about,
taken back by it,
yeah,
you'll
first
know.
First off, you have to be a fucking sociopath if you don't gauge it by someone's reaction, Bill.
But there
we're
are
not
those that don't.
Okay, but we're not discussing those that don't. Those that don't are Matt Lauer locking the door with the buzzer in the fucking office. What I'm saying
locking the door is pretty stiff.
What I'm saying, Bruno, he was stiff. Hi-yo.
Oh.
What I'm saying
keeps
to
the
you,
coffee warm.
It doesn't matter. We're dealing with someone like me or you, someone who's not fucking oblivious to fucking signs.
Yeah.
And if a girl just, or a woman, before we get a letter, if a woman wants to act the fuck up because she's in a bad mood or doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's another story.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, she doesn't like Billy.
A lot of them use it for a weapon.
Like, not even that.
They do.
They wait for that.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. There are women.
So they can run.
Well, of course, of course that there are women that are, you know, femme fatales waiting there. To fucking like a coiled rattlesnake.
Damn right.
Ready to strike. I got that.
Yeah.
But that's my point.
He rubbed on me on the elevator. I know it.
There were only 60 people in the elevator,
but
somehow.
But he chose me.
He was humping me.
I'm just saying to me, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because sexual misconduct seems beyond subjective. It's like a joke. If you make a joke, and part of the room laughs, but one fucking asshole don't laugh, they deem
fucked.
The joke is not funny.
But that person can now go to HR and say something, and you're gone.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
that's
subjective. How it works.
But that's the. So, but what we're dealing with then is a policy and procedure that is wrong. We're not dealing with just psychopaths who want to show their dick to women in the office. We're dealing with a policy and procedure issue.
There's one company I know. They laid down all kinds of laws and, policies and shit.
Hustler.
You could be standing, like, say me and you go into the green room, say something.
Oh, Billy's going to touch
and,
me.
No, we're in there. We're talking about something that has
nothing
to do.
He had to say no because, like, he just fucking. You,
fuck
what, do I disgust you?
Basically,
why don't you just touch my dick?
I
get that
don't
isolated,
want to.
Annie.
So,
yes.
You could be fucking.
Let's get back to your fantasy, you freak.
Two rooms away, having a conversation with somebody else, but somebody in this room hears something, not even a whole
conversation.
Oh, that's
happened to me. That's happened to me.
They just hear two words or three words out of it, and now they run fucking boom.
Dude,
and
that
now
is.
We're in trouble because this person heard something that wasn't even meant for them to hear.
Dude, that has totally happened to me. I went back and forth with a chick one time. We were doing. And excuse the fucking terminology because somebody's going to be, the PC police. We were doing retarded pickup lines that girls get told at bars. So we were going back and forth with shitty lines. She's throwing lines at me. I'm throwing lines at her. Right? And I said to her, oh, hey, will you clean those pants with Windex? Because I can see my face in them. And that was the shitty line.
Wow, I like
somebody
that.
Went to fucking HR
write that
and went, he walked up to Rebecca and he said, if you Windex and see the face. And, and they got called in the office. Like, did you say that to that girl? I went, yeah. did you see the 9 other shit that she said to me? And then I said after that one? And they were like, no. I'm like, go get her. Call her in the office, and which they did. And she's like, no, we were being fucking idiots to each other. And they're like, okay. But that's what I mean by it's subjective.
Everything's clear now.
So then if it's policy and procedure that we're dealing with, yeah, then we have to state that it's policy and procedure that we're dealing with, and not that every fucking case is the same.
But have you ever noticed, like, a lot of these, like, everybody complains, oh, he violated me, made me feel uncomfortable. But
enough about all your ex-girlfriends. Can you get back to the story?
Many of these people go to clubs and they're dancing out on a dance floor.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you see the way people dance.
And the ass is right on my cock.
Basically, when you go dancing now, if you see a girl that's dancing, you feel attracted to her. You just walk up.
You slip her a 20.
You take your hands, you run them down her arms, put them behind her back, and then shove her head to the floor, and you just simulate like you're fucking a doggy style. That is okay.
That's how he met Giggles.
That's a dance move?
That is okay. Yeah, I've seen
it. See, I really out of touch.
When Billy does it, he takes his pants off, which is weird.
Intel call.
Fucking amazing.
It's fucking amazing.
Because
that's
acceptable.
Billy's turned on.
People are like, okay with that.
I gotta get out more.
Yeah.
But you say something.
Can we go dancing with Billy? Jeez.
You say something to somebody like, oh, you know, that's a nice shirt you got on.
Well, touch my ass at school.
But if we're out in the club.
You just got it. It's the key. It's music.
Fine.
If you got music playing, it's okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's what they should have, music in the offices, you know? And you know, let me touch your tits. I'll be getting your pussy.
So wait, if Joe sings the song, does it still make it okay?
Yeah, I'm going to quit and pack up and leave.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Come on, Bill, dance.
I don't dance. I just observe this shit.
I'm on the already.
Put that doggy style Billy dance on my fucking Billy, go, Billy, go.
That's
go,
a great
go,
defense
go.
Spot. You know, you can just say, I was dancing. We were dancing. I didn't do nothing. I was dancing.
I was listening to Billy, who took us to a club.
Yeah. No, I've witnessed this, and it just fucking boggles my mind.
Yeah.
This kind of behavior.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever done that?
No.
I've had my mind boggled.
You don't dance? Well, you should.
I don't dance. I can't dance.
I don't dance either, but I'm going to start.
Go, Billy. Go, Billy. Shake those titties.
And you'll see.
It's not sexual harassment because Billy says it's not.
Well, you know.
Oh, my dick is about to shoot its fucking snot.
It is sexual harassment. That's
no,
pure
it's not.
Flat out.
Excuse
but
me, sir.
Everybody seems okay
Excuse
with it.
Excuse me, sir.
It, yeah.
Thank you, interrupting cow. You clearly stated you were on a dance floor.
Not
and
me.
And you, excuse me, can we rewind the tape? Did Billy not
we
say?
Can.
He walked onto a dance floor. He grabbed the girl by the sides, grabbed her arms, smushed her head down, and then he was doing this shit.
That's what they do.
And he's just fucking her in the ass with his pants on this time.
And the girls do it to the guys, too. It just, that's
They fuck them in the ass.
Yeah, I like that.
It's perfectly acceptable.
What is going on in America?
I don't know, but I'm missing out on a lot.
Yeah.
Then they'll pull
I
want to
go clubbing with Billy.
Take the hands from the waist up, all the way up to the bottom of the tits. And it's perfectly fine. Everybody's
come down
okay
the club, Billy.
You know, when I was
Billy's
young,
dancing all night long.
When I was young, it was close
shake
dancing.
That pussy,
I mean,
shake that
you know,
pussy. It's not sexual harassment.
You know, the grinding,
shake that
you know,
pussy. Shake that pussy.
Like that.
It's not
and
sexual
I was okay
harassment.
Too.
But there was always somebody there to get in between. Like, we need room.
Can that be Billy's new music? Because it's so out of fucking place for Billy.
Sure.
Like, wait, let's practice. Let's practice. Hold on a minute.
The beat.
Hey, Billy, come to the studio.
I don't play this game.
Here I come, I'm Billy Man. That's who I am.
Shake that pussy, shake that pussy.
Oh, God.
I just picture Billy dancing to that. It's horrible.
Billy don't dance to anything.
Billy don't dance. Charlie don't surf. And Billy don't dance.
Never did, never will.
God damn it. 718-577-1389. We're talking about it. We have a full day, by the way. A full load.
Load?
Of hot buttons.
That's sexual harassment.
Well, after Billy got me all charged up on the fucking dance floor, now it's a full hot steaming load.
You can't say mayonnaise either.
It's man mayonnaise.
Then it goes to your mother.
All right. It's a full hot button topic day here on the program. Alexa, can Billy go dancing with you?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh,
that's right. I ain't dancing with you either.
Yeah, that's right.
She's got no legs.
Alexa, you have any legs?
She's got a leg.
Sorry,
up on you.
I'm not sure.
She's not sure. Check your fucking legs.
Alexa, check your batteries.
Yeah. That's the thing connected to your ass.
Burp, burp. She didn't even answer you. She went burp, burp. We're live also on Facebook Live.
Yes,
hanging out with tons of people who are checking us out. Beautiful things going
that's
on
what
here.
Just got in.
It's crazy. It's all crazy stuff going on. Okay. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We got all hot and sweaty from Billy's dance party, which is really fucking just a creepy basement. That's all I imagine. And one swinging light.
You do that with giggles.
And a girl just crying in the background. Welcome to Billy's dance party.
Yeah, really?
Ah! Help! Help! That's what I imagine.
Not my party.
It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these sweaty, dancy words. Yay!
And now, Japan! Commercial! Commercial!
Break for 30 seconds.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want
to
hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
This song is not probably the best one to play tonight, Andy. But oh, my God.
But that a woman.
Yep. Sing it, Matt Lauer.
Sure,
it's a... What was that?
This is a man's world. It's probably accusations for him.
This is a man's world.
They're really bad because he's dead now.
Right. But I'm sure they were.
He was reincarnated.
Yeah. Well, dude, didn't you watch the movie? He beat his wife, like, every other, like, she was showing her tits off. You remember that or no?
Crickets.
It's talk radio. When I ask a question, you have to kind of answer.
Obviously, he never seen the movie.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it.
You could nod your head, but that doesn't work either.
You're lucky he's seen the movie.
Yeah, I know. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389, live, Unfiltered Radio Network. Of course, hamradioshow.com.
Man made a boat for the world.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Like Noah made the ark.
And we are live also on Facebook Live. A lot of people in there. Al's in there. Matt. Hey now, Matt. Hey now. Pete, Joe, Mike, Jamie,
man,
Benita are all in there as well. You guys know what a Fitbit is?
Fitbit?
Yeah, something you don't have.
Yeah, fuck yeah, don't.
What is a Fitbit?
All right, Fitbit is you wear it on your, it's an electronic thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a bracelet.
It's a
and
tracker.
It counts your steps. Okay, yeah, that's what a Fitbit does. It checks your heart rate, counts your steps. Right. There's a company, I read this and it's the greatest fucking, and it kind of goes inside with the Matt Lauer thing today. Now this, in the world that we live in, it's on the borderline of sexual misconduct because I don't think you can talk about this in the office after you use it. There is a new. It looks like to me it's a cock ring. Quite frankly, guys, if you think you're a whiz in a sack,
sure.
There's a new condom. All right, yeah. That is going to let you prove it.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
A British firm is about to release a Fitbit-style monitor for sex that keeps track of everything from your calories burned and the duration of intercourse.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Woo!
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it, by the way, it also detect for the presence of STDs.
Oh, that's nice.
That's pretty
before
good.
Or after. Like, as you're going in, it just starts a warning sound.
You pull out the thing that says, you're fucked. You're fucked.
What's an STD?
A sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, in your day, it was gonorrhea.
In your
day, the worst.
We used to call it the clap.
I forget how fucking old that you are. What? How do you not know what an STD is?
I don't know.
The term STD, how do you not know what that means?
Well, I don't know.
Just saying.
Standard telegraph procedure.
I know what a WMD is.
You know what that is, yeah. But you don't know what an STD is.
I don't know.
So you can get blown up by fucking Iraqis,
yeah.
But you can't get fucking, you know, gonorrhea.
Oh.
Just saying.
Yeah.
The reusable flexible rubber ring dubbed the Icon Smart Condom sends data to the smart sends data to the smartphone via Bluetooth so cyber savvy Romeos can track their performance.
I'm losing weight. I'm losing weight.
I'm losing weight, but wait, let me check my watch.
Yeah.
You got to check your dick.
I'm sorry, I got to go five more humps.
Quote, quote, it's truly the next step in wearable tech, said John Simmons, spokesperson for the manufacturer, manufacturer British Condoms. Quote, we believe we have pioneered a product that will not only bring an extra element of fun into the bedroom, but will also help indicate potential STIs present, as well as prevent condom slivage. All right, so this thing is it utilizes a whole bunch of stuff. So I guess you put the condom on, then
slide
you put this little cock ring on,
right.
So at the base of your shaft, gentlemen, and. But what's the fucking really stopping you from just taking this thing, right? Going to a Home Depot, putting it into the paint shaker,
right?
And turn that sumbitch on and saying this motherfucker is fucking all day long.
Yeah,
well, you could do that, but you know.
What? You put it on the slow speed.
What are you going to go, like, walk up to him and go, look, here's my fucking.
This motherfucker is fucking, or he's got Parkinson's. I don't know what he has, but his numbers are astronomical, is all I'm saying.
I had an epileptic fit, sorry.
Yes. Somebody put a strobe light on while I was fucking her.
Wow.
I saw Billy on the dance floor, and the strobe light hit, and he just started rubbing his cock against the girl. The black ring, which looks like a sex toy, made it with a smartwatch. Can also measure the user's girth. So now it's not, you don't need a pecker checker because this thing fucking measures your girth once you slip it in.
Does it say the cost of this thing in there?
So
the scary part is now guys are going to put this on, walk around the office going, I don't need you, bitch. Here's why. And pull it out and show them. More people are going to get caught showing their dicks.
The $74 gadget will hit market in January and is available for pre-order on the company's website.
For that.
The company says about 90,000, by the way, have been pre-ordered. But some critics call the condom a stretch when it comes to privacy. Imagine that's how you get hacked. Like, that's your fucking hack.
Right?
Like, your son is not as girthy as he claims to be, madam. The Twitter user dubbed it a spy condom, the bracelet. Hashtag smart condom, hashtag spy condom.
Spy condom.
It has, it's gone viral.
Women can put that on their kids.
So that's it's the weird.
Around the kid's neck.
Yeah, right.
He's fucking, I know he's fucking.
It doesn't stretch. I'm just saying it's a.
That's why I said put it around his neck.
Yeah, how does it fucking go on the neck, stupid?
It chokes the kid out.
How do you get it over their head, though? Let's see how this joke works. How do you get it over the kid's head to choke him out?
You choke them out. That's all you got to do. That's what it's meant.
How do I choke the kid out with the condom if it can't get over their head?
They'll blow it up. It'll
it doesn't open.
It'll get it all.
It goes over the fucking dick. It doesn't open anymore.
But if you got to get the right size, it's got to be expandable.
It's probably like a fucking, like when you buy a ring. You have a fucking stick your dick in the hole and you go, oh, I'm a 32. 32 long. That's nice.
That's
what you do. I think that's how it works. Somebody look up this company. Let's get a phone number. Let's try to call them. I would like to call them and say, we'd like to order.
What was the name of it?
British Condoms, supposedly. Check BritishCondoms.com. There's got to be a website for it, I would think. I just thought it was kind of funny in the way we are in the world today. I mean, with everything going on with Matt Lauer, who, by the way, was on Stern one time. And he did say some creepy shit, which is kind of weird because he even talked to Howard about the size of his pecker with Howard. And it was weird because he was talking to just like how cavalier he is. And now if you hear him in this vein and now after what everyone's out, all the allegations, I mean, it kind of sounds a little weird.
And I'm starting to feel like I'm completely, like deformed.
Yeah, well, now you're, and unfortunately the trend continues, so you're in trouble.
You're over 9 inches, too. Can you believe what we would have been like over if we 9 had inches. The computer? I mean, I remember masturbating to stag films.
We hid Playboy magazines
under
our mattress.
At 12, I started going to socials. I had a girlfriend.
Really?
I
mean, at
I was 12? Reading, yeah, I was
in
reading,
Long Island?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had a girlfriend who is probably a C or a D cup.
This
I had my
entire interview is going to be 30 minutes long. And the only clips that are going to make it on the highlights are the 9-inch part, the masturbating part, and the D cup part.
For more.
So I'm just saying, he's very loose-lipped like, when it comes to promoting himself in that way. Of course, he's like every other dude's like, yeah, I got 9 inches.
Yeah, well,
I'm a little bigger than 9 inches.
On Stern, you're expected to be that
way. Yeah, but I get being on Stern, you're supposed to do that. I got no problem with Stern asking those questions. That's just the way it is. I got that.
You go on that show. That's
from a radio guy to a radio guy, I got that. But my point is, if you're Mr. Fucking Newshound, you know, are you supposed to fucking claim that you're over 9 inches in the cock department?
Well,
do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it seems like he wants you to know that.
It shouldn't come up in normal conversation. Is he really over 9 inches?
I haven't checked. We should find some of these ladies.
That's a pretty big dick, though.
We should find some of these fucking ladies and check it out.
I stop measuring mine. I get disappointed every time.
Every time you get a little fucking disappointed?
Absolutely, sure.
Just a little.
Well,
let's just say it doesn't measure up.
Well, mine doesn't. Mine is not. I don't have it. Like, we've always discussed this. I don't talk. My dick is average. I don't have, like, these porn cocks that I see all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why porn fucks me up, because I watch it going, no stepmom or no, like, you know, cougar. You know, because, like, when the cougar takes the guy's dick out, of course, the guys. I don't. First off, they always. It fucks my head. Yeah. Because the kid in the porn. And it's, you know, he plays a kid. It's not really a fucking. First of all, he has washboard abs.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying. But the guy in the porn, like, they're like, oh, well, let me see what you're working with. And the kid fucking, they're in their underwear, right? And you can see,
you're
like, they pull their pants down.
They're not ripped.
No, it's not even that. They're in there. I don't give a shit about that. I give a shit about the cock. Danny knows.
It's all about the D.
When they fucking, when the guy, they pull the pants down and they're like, dick is folded over to the guy's thigh.
Yeah.
Come on now. Of course she's going to fuck him. She's not going to not fuck him.
The website is britishcondoms.uk.
And no phone number, no contact information?
It has a UK number, so we won't be able to dial out. They can call us, though.
Let's call them. Let's make it happen. By the way, speaking of porn stuff, Pornhub, by the way, opened a pop-up store.
A pop-up store?
In Manhattan Soho District.
Oh, yeah? What pops up?
My dick!
Okay.
Well, they already, it seems like they already opened because it's November 24th, this article. When's the fucking place open?
A
somebody
store?
Just sent this to me, so I went, oh. The store will stay open. It doesn't. Well, no, December 20th it closes. But when does it open?
Ooh.
Danny, find out when it opens.
Oh, really?
God
might
damn
be open
it!
Already?
I think it is open already.
Well,
see, because I just got sent this from one of the guys from the Morning Men on Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Channel 82.
Now, was that sexual harassment because he sent you a pornographic?
But that's okay. Good, that's a good point. Danny just made a good fucking point. What if I don't want this email that he just sent me?
Well,
now, according to Billy, but that doesn't matter. According to Billy, that's fucking, you can't do that either.
No.
Because that's the same thing as the compliment. Like, I know you want to look at this, but meanwhile, maybe you don't know me. Even though he totally knows me and I totally want to look at it. That's not the point.
Right. But you guys have established a relationship where you understand that.
Yeah,
that
we're two dirtbags.
These are acceptable
for
you guys.
Pornhub pop-up, by the way, NYC, is located at 70 Worcester Street in New York, 10012. The store will stay open until December 20th.
November 24th, so it's open.
So it's open right now.
November 24th until December 20th.
There you go.
What are the hours?
Yeah, 6 to 9. Just...
Bring your own mop?
Yep.
What does it mean by pop-up?
But I don't... Here's the thing. Pornhub... No, but wait. Isn't Pornhub...
Yeah.
Because I don't jerk off to Pornhub. I have other sites.
You like Hamster.
I have xhamster.com, and I also have RedTube. Those are my two fucking standbys. They're always there for me.
Isn't the Pornhub the same as RedTube?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How is it?
They're cousins.
What's at the pop-up store? That's the Pornhub pop-up store. Do I get to jerk off at this store? I don't understand.
No, they the store located, you send that pop-up, yeah. Has partnered with the Museum of Sex.
Okay.
Has partnered with them, offering various products in the museum's gift shop, including specialty aphrodisiac herbs and sex games. During the Pornhub's occupation, the space will be featured. Will feature a bed inside where people are invited to sit and interact with the camera on a live feed streaming onto the company's website directly.
So just start jerking off. I don't understand. You could, so we can cam, is what they're saying.
You may be able to.
I may be able to cam.
I'm sure you have to sign waivers and all that, but
I don't know. I don't think they'll be doing that.
Well, if you have a live feed, you don't think that somebody's going to take advantage of the live feed get into a bed and flash some titties or flash a cock? You don't think Matt Lauer is going to show up to the pop-up store now and just flash his fucking pecker? And everybody?
No, I don't think so.
This is the same. As an online brand, we are limited to interacting with our fans on the site and through social media. As we continue to increase brand awareness and expand into our new verticals, like retail, we are looking for new ways to interact with our fans. Sakori Price, Vice President of Pornhub.
Sakori!
We thought it would be a great to open up a store where fans can come check out the recent streetwear pieces we collaborated on and some of our product lines.
So it's like a regular store.
You must be 18 years of old age to enter.
Wow. But it's like a regular store then, just selling weird shit. Like, it's not like
it's selling adult material.
But then I can go and get weird shit online. What is the thing that's going to get me into this store? There's
the Museum of Sex.
Not in the Museum of Sex. The Museum of Sex is associated with it.
But
it's not. If you go to the if you go to the Museum of Sex, there's stuff to do. There's interactive exhibits and da 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 da. This is not that. So this is just a store where I walk in, I'm not going to get my dick touched, and
you might.
And they want me to buy shit.
Well,
that's what that is. That's what that sounds like to me.
Blah, blah, blah. The store will also feature products from two of Pornhub's latest partnerships,
line
of streetwear by the clothing brand Richardson, which includes reissues from their fall line and two new designs, and the Pornhub's couple sex toy line from Ann Summers.
Huh.
See, there's stuff.
Pornhub store.
Is anybody going to be demonstrating these sex toys?
No.
Because Matt Lauer wrote a specific note that tells me that we should give it to these chicks to teach them how he wants them to use their sex toys.
That's his new job.
Pornhub store will also carry its own products, such as clothing bearing its logo, adult coloring books, and branded gear from various content partners such as Montreal, Canada-based company Brazzers.
No, all right. Brazzers is from Canada?
Apparently so.
Hey, Nick, call the show. Nick, because I know you're out there.
He's in Toronto. Yeah. They're in Montreal.
I don't give a flying fuck.
Separate.
He is our Canadian Unified Network Technician, a.k.a. cunt. Yeah. And first off, I have to ask him something about the website. Second off, I did not know Brazzers was based in Canada.
Nor did I.
So that's a big fucking deal. I would like to talk to Sir Nicholas about Brazzers being in Canada, which I didn't. I thought they were an L.A.-based fucking company.
Well, one of those valleys.
All they do is shoot out here. They're not out here. We're in New York. But I'm saying, like, out, you know, in America. God bless America.
Brazzers is a pornographic production company based in Montreal, Canada, with an online network consisting of 31 hardcore pornography websites.
But you have to go to Canada to shoot, or do you shoot in L.A.?
The company's slogan is the world's best HD porn site.
It is. It's pretty goddamn good. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Nick. Hi, Nick. You're going to take a trip to, where is it located directly?
Montreal,
Quebec, Canada? All right, so you got to go to Frenchytown, and you got to go try to get a job at Brazzers. And that's number one. Are you directly, your home, from Montreal, Quebec, Canada?
From Toronto to Montreal is about 4 hours.
So get on your bike and pedal. God damn it. Pendle.
Fat bottom Nick.
Yeah. Fat bottom Nick. Make your rocking cock go round. All right. So all you have to do is get to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and you'll be fine. And on top of everything else, how's my website coming along? Because you're now the webmaster.
And, oh, it's coming along great.
So what's going on? You're pimping my ham? What are you doing?
It exploded.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
All right, so what new things? What's going on? When's it going to be fucking done?
Danny's
getting old and
still working on it right now.
Right this very second you're working on it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what are you adding to it? What is it new bells and whistles? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. New bells and whistles. I'm trying to make it look much simpler.
So you think that Danny overdid it?
And no, I'm not saying...
Simplistic, you think that you need to make it more simplistic for our fans, or what?
Yeah, for the fans.
For the fans. And what's an ETA on this brand new... When do we unveil the new HamRadioShow.com?
Top of 2018. How about January 1st?
It's going to take you the whole month of December to finish it?
It's got Christmas. And
well, after migraine, there's a whole tall order of things I have to get done for the migration.
What's it?
What migration? You going to Quebec? Where are you going?
No, I'm talking about...
You have to put it in layman's terms for him.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. First off, you two computer geek cocksuckers. No one understood migration. Did anyone in this room understand that?
Okay, that was a bit of a tech term. I'm trying to take the look I'm making now and apply it to hamradioshow.com.
All right, so what's our look?
A lot of things I have to do.
Yes, tell me what you have to do. Now I'm intrigued.
Push buttons.
Because Billy said
way too technical.
Explain. Dumb it down. Pretend like you're talking number one to a three-year-old, number one. Number two, explain it to me like I'm a fan of this show, and I want to know what the website's going to look like.
In more than two words.
Yeah, you got to speak.
It's good.
This is your PowerPoint proposal right now. Your presentation.
I have to take the look.
What look?
I have to apply it. The look. Like as in the color, all the folk. All the styles of
the layout
I have.
Yeah, okay, so
and I have to make sure that all the posts and everything is still there when I'm done. So the site will look different, but all the episodes, all the quality that's there will remain.
So you're giving it a facelift.
Yep, facelift.
Hold on.
Word. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Will it be fucking sexy? I want it to look fucking cool.
It will definitely.
Listen to me very carefully, as the CEO of Go Fuck Yourself. I want
to wet yourself.
I want Matt Lauer to take our website into his fucking office. I want him to push the button, locking the door behind it. I want him to sit down our fucking website, HamRadioShow.com. I want him to pull down his pants. And let HamRadioShow.com become the pecker checker of Matt Lauer. That's what I want. I wanted it to be worthy enough for that. Is it going to be that way as of January 1st, 2018?
Yes.
Okay. Now I feel better. Now I feel good.
Great.
Danny, what do you think? Have you seen some of the stuff that Nick is doing?
Yes, I have been.
And are you approving of it? Because
yes.
you're the tech guy. This is your baby that we've now we've lent out to the Canadian Unified Network Technician.
We've sourced out to Canada.
Yeah.
We're like every other corporation. We send shit over out of country.
Hey, they do good work. We just found out Brazzers is from Canada. So, I mean, that's good.
Montreal.
I did not know that.
Hey, it's like
French Canadian.
Being from Chicago, everybody thinks L.A.
Works. But people are fucking stupid. People are stupid. Everyone, I think anyone with a fucking brain cell knew that Chicago was the birthplace of Playboy.
Right, but nobody thinks of that. They always think L.A.
Yes, but those people are what we call in the business fucking idiots. Okay?
Fuck you.
So fuck you and fuck them. Now, we have a Canadian right here. Who now has vowed to us.
Who just hung up on us.
No, he didn't hang up. He's right there.
He's making weird noises.
You don't hear
right here.
You don't hear
right. He's masturbating to the moose outside his window. All
he
right?
might be.
Listen, we have, because I'm making it abundantly clear to everybody. I want this website up January 1st, 2018. Danny, if there's some way, shape, or form that we can get a clock and put it up on the website as it exists now.
But that would change everything. Oh, he would have to find a way to work.
He doesn't have
that.
To do shit. Danny can just slap up. He can. Can he shut down the? Oh no! Then we can. Then people can hear the show.
Can't.
God damn it! You have a fucking. What is this shit? Who's this?
Jerry.
Oh,
Jerry.
Hi, Jer. How are you?
Listen, I got Jerry. I know you got big news and everything. Hold on for 1 second. Oh. I'm gonna.
Hopefully, good news.
I'm gonna fucking go to break because Danny's gonna punch me in the dick. Can you call back in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. Call back in 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's Jerry, by the way. He's got. He actually has some good news.
Good.
Oh, good.
So we got some stuff there. Hold on, Nick, are you still there? Oh, we lost Nick.
You hung up on the poor guy. You put him to work and hang up on him.
Would
you're
be quiet?
Fucked up, man.
I'm like every employer you've ever had. Shut up. 718-577-1389. Ham Radio Show. Full day of hot button topics. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, Jerry's got some fucking news. And we finish the show. It's what we do. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these important words. Yay! Yes, yes.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toads.
Now they will be here.
Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah. Dallas Novelty Toys. Oh, sex is for everybody. Everybody except for Matt Lauer. Because he's getting enough for everybody. It doesn't mean that he shouldn't do it. Because he's got enough. Right now, though, you need to go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Check out some of the greatest products in the business, all adult products, and at low, low prices. All right, prices that are going to make your head spin. Both heads might spin. I don't know. All kinds of good stuff for you. Because remember, if you're a person, that makes you a body, and sex is for everybody. That's what Dallas Novelty says, and I agree with them because I'm a person and I like sex. So there you go. Go to DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Check them out because they do good things and they bring good things to you. That's DallasNovelty.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill made his way through JFK Airport in a wheelchair in an effort to avoid signing autographs. Spoiler alert, to attract a younger audience, Han Solo's famous ship will be renamed the Millennial Falcon, so I assume it'll get all its news from The Daily Show, make less than $35,000 a year, and still live at home. With Adam Levine, a husband and father, the Maroon 5 singer and judge of The Voice is putting his bachelor pad up for sale. Let's just say for a rock star, if these walls could talk... Oh, I'm being told they're going public with their accusations later this week. Unveiling a new truck that will travel to different locations selling her gloss line, Kylie Jenner is taking her lips to the street. Which historically tend to gravitate towards anything hard and black. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
This next tune is from my dear friend, the Beastie Boys. Hit it, fellas.
Brass Monkey, the Funky Monkey. Brass Monkey Junkie, the Funky Monkey. Brass Monkey, the Funky Monkey. Brass Monkey Junkie, the Funky Monkey.
Richard crew Cheese kind of doing a cover.
Me and the crew are drinking brass.
Oh, yeah. Doing a cover of the Beastie Boys' Brass
she
Monkey.
Gave me the eyes. I reached in the locker and grabbed I put it with the monkey.
718-577-1389.
Yo, baby.
It's the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com.
It did begin to stop for me. And, Brass Monkey.
Come on, Funky Monkey.
Brass Monkey Junkie.
Nick, by the way, in 1 month's time, we'll have the hamradioshow.com fully loaded and ready to go for
you. What's
your
name, sweetheart?
All righty. So, just so you know, it's going to be all new at the end of the month. An all-new HamRadioShow.com.
It's going to appeal to everyone. It's going to cross borders.
Now, when the Nick, by the way, is saying that he was... Is he still on the line?
Nice work, Bill. Thank you, sir.
Or did he hang up? What up there, Wendy the Redud? How are you, Debbie? Oh, Debbie, my Debbie. So, no, he hung up. All right, stay off the line because Jerry's got a call in.
Bring the good news.
It is good. He made it official on Twitter, and not Twitter, Facebook.
Facebook.
I don't know if he has a Twitter. Does everyone in here have a Twitter? Billy says he has one, but he doesn't know it.
I don't go to I only use the show's Twitter. Like, I have a personal one. I haven't probably used
it. So why
years.
Don't you use it, though? Either Twitter was the way to go.
But I just use the show's
And did we
Twitter.
Ever get that new Instagram? Did you say you were going to give me a new Instagram?
Yeah, I gotta do that.
Can you do that? Because I'd like to make, I'd like to, like, say I have an Instagram.
I have a Twitter.
I don't have an Instagram, but I want to, like, if there's a show one, I'll use that.
So put it together and make it happen.
Well, no, I think Danny was handling it, so I didn't do anything.
No, I got to do it because the reason why we currently have one, but it's tied into my personal Facebook accounts. So I want to separate it.
Yeah, you said
it.
You were going to separate it, but you never did. Nick says he has one, and it's on the new HamRadioShow.com, by the way. So, shameless plug, he's going to be doing a blog on the HamRadioShow.com. See, that's the thing. I think the website needs to be, number one, it needs to be sexy. Because sexy is what fucking draws people back. And I don't mean sexy, like, it doesn't need to be, like, dicks and tits everywhere.
Why not?
What I mean sexy is it's got to look good. Oh. It's got to look awesome.
Got to appeal.
It's got to appeal. It's got to be the what do they call it? The ocular now? Is that like the new thing? It needs to look good. Mm-hmm. That's what it needs to do. That's a big fucking deal. It needs to look good. And that is what drives people. I think it should be, the website should be like a companion to the show. That's what it needs to be. It needs to be your little companion to the show. That's what it needs to be. So, Nick's saying the sexyhamradioshow.com. So, Redwood Sparklers? I don't know what he's talking about. I think he's drunk. Leave the comedy to us, Nick. Jerry, is that you?
Yay, kid.
All right, so Jerry has some news. Did you get any further details on that news or no?
Yeah, I shot today.
Oh, he did. Oh, congrats.
All right.
By the way, Jerry going to be on Bull on CBS.
Yeah.
The new, that's a fucking big show, Jerry.
Yeah, number one show in the nation.
Yeah, and what do you play? Homeless guy, which one?
I play a juror that's a smartass and gets thrown off the jury. Because I say to the lawyer, you're a well-known lawyer. He said something about one of his tires getting slashed. And I said, you're a well-known lawyer. You made a lot of enemies in your time. Maybe one of your clients slashed your tires. And he looks at the judge. He says, we want to disallow this witness, this juror. So it was a fun day. And I got to tell you, Michael Weatherly is probably the most down-to-earth star I'd ever worked with.
Anthony DiNozzo from NCIS.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart. And so much of a sweetheart that he sits with the extras. He sits with the cast. He talks to everybody. He's like the anti-Vincent D'Onofrio.
So no, he didn't ask you to check his pecker?
No.
He didn't lock you in an office with a button?
No.
No.
Didn't do a Matt Lauer to me, no.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I'd like to watch. I wanted to make sure to Jerry.
Did you get a date when it's going to be shown?
No, I don't, but I would assume it's either the end of December or the beginning of January on sweeps.
Okay.
We should.
I know it's season two. Of course the dogs are barking.
The dogs are very excited.
I know
excited.
It's season two. I don't even know what the name of the episode is.
Jerry, the dogs.
But I have,
The dogs won't bark if you don't fucking put the peanut butter on your balls.
Yeah.
That's it. They won't do that.
No.
No, I have a Matt Lauer story to tell you.
Oh, yeah, come on, bring it on. I like Matt Lauer stories.
You touch your wiki?
Back in 1991, I was auditioning for Alan King for a stand-up gig.
Okay.
There was about 150 comics in line waiting to perform for Alan. And Matt Lauer was with the Movie Channel at the time. Oh. And he was interviewing the comics in line. And he came to me, and at the time, Julie Gold was the weather girl on Channel 5 in New York here. And Julie had a bit of a, how can I say this, drinking problem.
You're an alcoholic!
A little bit. So she was standing on top of a Fox News truck. And I looked at Matt, and I said to Matt, I'll bet you $10 she's smashed now, and she falls off the truck. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, don't you know that she's a drunk? And he said, really?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. You can go up to her. You can take her to a bar, get her liquored up, and do anything you want to do with her. And he said, is that a fact? And I said, yeah. Matt Lauer turned around and walked over to the Fox truck and started courting.
So wait a minute. You might be
you pimped her
an
off.
Enabler.
No, not even just an enabler. You might be the spark that lit the sex bomb.
Ooh, yeah.
That
no.
is Matt Lauer. You might have started
no.
him started him
no.
down this road of
no.
fucking sin.
No.
Why?
He had a penis before he met me.
How do you know?
Just assuming.
Just see, that's what I'm saying. You're assuming.
He's like, wait a minute, liquor?
Women? Listen, you what? Had a penis before I met you, and I was assuming that, so.
Well, that's because the surgery went well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You don't know if you didn't, maybe you were the catalyst. Maybe every time he would show chicks his dick, he would call it the Jerry trick.
That's right.
That's the very small dick.
Well. If it's your dick, it's fucking Braille. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to the urologist tomorrow. To
find it?
To find it, yeah. We're getting Leonard Nimoy. We're digging him up and going in search of
him. There you go.
There you go. In search of cock.
Yeah. So you could tell I'm over my depression about the
as you should
the diabetes.
Be.
I hope so.
You fucking should be, Jerry. Diabetes is not a death sentence.
No, not these days.
Yeah.
And now I...
Says the guy who's a couple of pounds overweight.
Yeah,
I'm not taking it.
No, I'm morbidly obese. I will die of heart attack before I die of diabetes.
That's right.
Right, Danny? Give me a hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
See?
Hell yeah.
Danny, my medical fucking, infusario.
Oh, if Danny is your medical advisor, even Bailey says, you're fucked.
What? He is legitimately the same weight as most stethoscopes. Okay? So, fuck off. That's all I'm saying. What?
It was a great shoot. And made me excited to be an actor again. I made good money.
So maybe we should just call you Jerry the Actor.
Yeah.
Nah. Pothead Jerry's fine.
Pothead or Jerry.
He likes that better.
How about this? Jerry the Entertainment Warrior. Jew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and by the way, everybody that wants to know, my David had an operation today. He had to have...
What did he get?
Something with his knee. He had to have a new tendon put in his knee or something. They put a dead guy's tendon in his knee.
Wow.
Some shit like that.
Amazing what they could do these days. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked if I could have the dead guy's penis. They said it was already spoken
for. It's dead anyway.
He was a black guy.
Yeah.
So why trade one dead penis for another?
That would be a treat.
It was a black guy, sir. We can only give you 6 of his inches.
That's right.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll take that.
Wouldn't that be fucking great if you fucking, like, you cut the top of your dick off by accident, and then they fucking sewed on, they're like, sir, we have an implant. We can connect
what
your penis.
Accident? Describe to me, what scenario would entail accidentally cutting your dick off if you're not John Bobbitt?
Being drunk and thinking the wood chipper was sexy.
That's right. You never know what you're fucking into. Yes, sure.
Really? You mean you forego the blow-up dolls? You'd forego the toys that Lainey has given you?
What can I say? I'm a fan of the movie Fargo.
Wow.
That's
all I'm saying.
Wood chipper. Ooh, that even hurts me thinking about
Stick your dick in a wood chipper.
So what did I miss on the show today? Did I miss any porn stars?
No, there was no way today. Danny came out as being heterosexual.
Yeah, we spoke about Matt Lauer all that old.
We learned.
Does Billy still live with him?
Billy still.
Of course.
They're fags. Don't tell me. Just because he says it doesn't mean it.
That's right.
And
Danny came out as being a heterosexual.
Yeah.
And we learned.
It's like you coming out and being a spokesman for Thinny Thins.
No, I'm a spokesman for Jenny Craig.
Yeah.
Billy, we learned that Billy, when he goes to clubs, he likes girls to rub their fucking pussies and ass on him, and he dances all sexual with them, and he believes, here's the music, he believes that that's not sexual misconduct.
That's right.
It's, okay, it's perfectly acceptable.
Is he paying them for the grinding?
No.
No, supposedly they do it for free.
They like it.
Yeah. That's how the world
Gibbons
works.
Not that
days.
Good looking a guy, so
he's not,
how does that work?
That's why you have to approach from behind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He all says right. that you rub your hands down their arms. Yeah. And you kind of hold their arms like they're...
Like they're in custody.
Billy,
like
you're not engaged anymore?
No, I am.
No, he's
and
just...
And then you drive their head to the floor.
Well, wait. Let's back up.
Yeah.
Back the truck up. How are you still fucking engaged?
Still.
Because I don't do this.
Oh, he just talks about it.
I don't go dancing.
Oh, you just talk about it. It's like fantasy. Yeah.
One night I went to a party and I witnessed
one these, night he went to a party,
these
Jerry.
Events.
Yeah, only one night.
And
yeah,
this is what they everybody was doing. I'm like, hey, we do this all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm led to believe these go on.
So Billy often. Took off his pants, he went on the dance floor, and he showed him a good time.
So you do this with strangers, women you've never seen before?
Yeah, it makes it more fun and daring.
Really?
Yeah. Well, wait a second, Joe. Everybody that you get, you fuck, except for Joe and me, because we're old school.
Yeah.
It's a stranger.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. You know?
Talk about stranger danger.
These days.
Joe and I had to get fucking married in order to get pussy.
What had right. that to
And even then it was conditional.
Yeah. Still is.
Very true.
What had that to do? Tinder or something where it's casual sex, you meet in a bar, and you call up somebody, and you're just... Oh, you're
Tinder if you're straight, Grindr if you're gay...
Oh,
and if you're Billy, it's called Hinder.
He doesn't know what most
and
things are.
And if you're me and Joe,
Tinder
it's
is.
Called Seeking Arrangements.
It's called Geezer.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's actually a great point from Danny.
Wow.
You didn't know what the fucking STD was, but you knew
what
Tinder
was. Well, you know.
Well,
wait, Joe didn't know what an STD was?
No. He never. He supposedly never heard the fucking
term,
the words.
STD.
Yeah. I know WMD. You know,
you never heard of a sexually transmitted disease,
no,
Joe?
No, I've heard of the disease, but I've never heard it called an STD, you know.
So what did you think it was called?
A clap.
Just a clap?
Yeah.
That's the only one that exists.
Well, there's more than one sexually transmitted disease.
There is?
There's
this disease I hear about that you can acquire.
I thought you, but you get them all the same way, right? By dipping your wig.
You get them all the same way, but it's a variety of stuff.
Yeah.
You can get gonorrhea, you can get syphilis, you can get herpes.
You mean that's not all the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff.
I thought it was the same, all the same stuff. They just gave it different names.
Please tell me you're doing a bit and you're dumb.
No.
Well, Joe is dumb. I'm not doing a bit. I'm just amazed.
No, I'm agreeing.
That he's Italian and old school, and he doesn't know the difference between the clap and gonorrhea and syphilis.
I've had a few sexual transmitted diseases in my day, but they all came out the same. You know, drippy dick, and then take a little penicillin, you're okay.
Penicillin don't work.
Drippy.
No
penicillin. Okay.
Penicillin.
Man, what'd you do? You like let bread rot and made the penicillin yourself?
Yeah. Well,
the
little
fuck did you do?
Bread stuff, you know?
He bought all the Wise potato chips and kept pulling out the green ones.
Jesus Christ Almighty!
Hey, that moldy bread.
What'd you do? You went old school. You put Vicks Vapor up on your dick, and
wow,
that was it.
Wow! Yeah, that was a great time.
Lay it on the counter and hit it with a hammer.
Yeah.
I went out, I got a little blue cheese, and I got a blender.
I dressed it up.
And I just took the blue cheese and jammed it into my pee hole.
No, I did that by accident once. You know, we used to use Vaseline for a lubricant and stuff like that. One time I used Vicks Vapor Rub, it was like, because I didn't have anything in it. Just,
oh!
Yeah.
You used Vicks Vapor Rub.
Well, yeah. Well,
as lube.
On your wife's pussy, and she continued... to let you fuck her, and you wonder why she won't let you fuck her now?
Well, she said it was pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the sex wasn't hot. The vapor rub was hot.
Well, wait.
Definitely wasn't me, that's for sure.
His wife went out and bought stock in Vicks the following day.
Hey, well, that again.
Because the upside was then she could actually, she was breathing better.
Yeah.
Through her puss. Her puss became mentholated, and it was
And
just...
what does that say about her, that she's breathing through her pussy?
Well,
I got to tell you, when I went down there, the sinus is cleared right up.
When you went down, holy God, thank God I'm sitting down. When you went down there.
Yeah.
When so you actually performed oral on your wife?
Well, you have to get rid of the big saber up somehow.
First, you got to trim the bush.
Yeah.
Because I imagine that it's not landing strip quality. I'm just saying.
Well, Joe's old school, so exactly. It's like a 1970s porn Wonder movie.
Cooler off.
Yeah, it's got its own afro.
It looks like he's it looks like he's fucking trying to eat out a Black Panther. I'm just saying.
Came up with little pubes on his mouth, all stuck to himself. Look, I got a goatee.
Her clitoris was a fist. It said free Huey.
Can you imagine?
It's just the way it is.
Wow.
Knowing Joe, he did fucking eat out his wife with Vicks VapoRub on his lips. There's no doubt in my mind that this actually
happened.
Joe,
does your wife listen to this show?
No,
are you
going
to get total shit when you go upstairs now?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, I'm sure.
I told Eddie that last week. I said she very rarely listens to this show. I get a lot of shit.
Because this asshole won't tell us. He won't give us a number, Jerry.
Well, she may.
By the way, we're talking to Jerry, whose new name is the Jerry. Yeah. He is the Jerry.
Hothead actor.
Jerry the Entertainment Warrior Jew.
Okay.
The Jerry Pothead Jerry. He won't give us the number of how many women he's been with.
Joe?
He refuses because he says that's when his wife will be listening.
It's the woman that he fucked the first time in order to pop his cherry.
Yeah.
And then his wife.
That's right.
And then everything else after that is fantasy in his mind.
That's right.
Well, supposedly he got fucked by this old woman in the projects.
Well, that don't count because I was a kid.
Yeah, no, it counts.
What do you mean that don't count?
No, I was a kid.
Old black woman, toothless.
No, she was
Spanish, right? Or something.
Yeah, she was ugly.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Titties hanging down to her knees.
Well, pretty much. Well, you know, not really, because I tell you the truth.
She smelled like a breakfast burrito.
She was upside down.
I didn't think I was being sexually molested at the time. I was kind of enjoying what was going on.
Do you see what my point is? Men cannot be sexually fucking molested.
You know, we were kids. We were playing hooky from school.
We can't.
It's great. Yeah.
If a hot dude, the only time that you ever
friends up there.
Listen, the only time you ever fucking hear about it is if it's a priest.
Yeah.
Because it's a dude, then usually. That's fucking grabbing your winky and doing the sign of the cross while giving you a hand job. Mm-hmm. Or it's like a stepfather or, you know, somebody, an uncle in the family. Something like that. Then we hear about it. All right? When it's a chick touching a dude, we never hear about it because even that, it's like pizza. Even bad pizza, at the end of the day, is still pizza.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Like, so it's never bad. So Joe got air quotes molested, and it's not really a molestation because
how
he enjoyed
old
it.
How were you when you got molested?
I was like a freshman in high school, 13, 14, like that.
13, 14, yeah. And you were already cut in school.
Yeah, absolutely.
And okay, and so what'd you do? This was a friend's mother or something?
Well, this is we used to have to walk through the project to get to Lafayette High School. Are you familiar with Brooklyn at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lived in Bay Ridge for 14 years.
Okay.
Lived in Bensonhurst for a year.
Yeah,
I lived in Park Slope for 14 years. Think I know Brooklyn.
Okay, you're a good guy. I used to go to Lafayette High School.
Bensonhurst.
Yeah, there's the city project, and where I lived, I had to walk through the project to get to Lafayette High School. Those days, the project was nice. It was really nice in those days.
Get to the fucking!
Well, anyway.
Which way you walked.
Well, in the wintertime.
Hey, Eddie, I like a story before the fucking.
Yeah. In the wintertime, we used to hang out in the hallway of one of the project buildings. We could hear the bell from Lafayette, so we knew how to go to school because we used to smoke, you know. And kid around with all the
suck guys. Each other's dicks. We get it.
A whole bunch of guys, you know, hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
So we meet this woman, Rosie, who's hanging out in like one of the crowds. She's like older than us, but not that much older. Maybe she's like...
How much older is not that much
maybe
older?
Maybe she's in her 30s. I don't know.
You're 13.
So she's
fucking older.
Twice your fucking age, and that to you is not that much older.
Well,
you and you're 71 now, so you'd fuck a 140-year-old woman? And that would be okay?
Hey, she had nice tits.
Maybe Rosie's still alive.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
But anyway, she invites us up to a pub, a bunch of guys, and we start hanging out, and we're having a few, beers, smoking cigarettes.
Wait, it was you and multiple guys fucking her at the same time?
No, this is how we got up there, and then,
she would spin the wheel of cock.
Well, I think all the guys did it. It wasn't just me. I think the rest of the guys,
in the same day?
No, not the same day. I mean, we used to go.
Did anybody else do her before you, and then you did her?
No, we didn't do multiple.
Did you have? Did you have? What Jerry's is asking, did you have sloppy fourths?
No, we didn't.
I want to know if he's essentially gay.
No. Yeah, were you like filching other guys come out of her pussy?
No,
what Jerry's asking.
That explains the Vicks.
In those days, guys.
That'll kill it.
No, there was no such thing as gangbangs in those days. Well, there was, but we didn't do them.
You were 13. What the fuck did you
13
know?
13 years old. You barely knew. Barely had hair on your.
I just learned how to pee.
On your peaches.
But, we didn't think of it as sexual molestation.
So what's the.
We used to go up there willingly. Like,
all right,
hey,
so what's the first.
Hold
on, Joe. Shush. What's the first thing that Rosie did?
What?
Hand job in the mouth, let you fuck her. No, what was the first thing?
What was her move? Grab your hand, put it on her titty.
Well, no, we started watching porn films. She had all these books and porn films and stuff like that.
You can't read, so it had to be the movie.
Everybody got a little.
It was the easy reader porn. Johnny's dick.
Hard. The primal.
Jerry used to narrate these things. Joe, hurry up, because we got two minutes.
For blind perverts.
We got 2 minutes, Jerry. Not Jerry. Joe,
all right, Joe, come on. Get to the good part.
Well, and then we did it.
And how long did you last?
2 seconds.
Okay.
Maybe a second and a half.
Was there like an awkward kind of thing afterwards? Did she make you a sandwich?
No.
Quickly did you leave Rosie's house after you came in your pants? Because
I had to stay for a while because my mother thought I was in school, so I couldn't come home right away.
How many times did you fuck her?
Well, we went up there for a couple of months.
So give me a number. How many times do you think you fucked her?
I can't say.
My wife's listening.
Yeah.
Can't say. You just said that you fuck your wife with Vicks Vapor Rub.
But you can't say
how many times you fucked the project whore.
All right. Now, right before we get the fuck out of here, if you had to say she looked like a celebrity, what did Rosie look like?
Trini Lopez?
No.
Rena Moreno?
Roseanne.
Bar?
God. Where's an ice cream scoop?
Wait, she was a fat bitch?
It might have been Roseanne.
Wait, she was a fat bitch?
Not really. She was like, more like a young Rosie O'Donnell,
So in other words, because you were 13, you had no
concept.
Whatsoever. It was like, if there was a hole in the wall, you would fuck a hole in the wall.
That's true, yes. That's very true.
All right, Jerry, I got to hang up on you because now I'm about to throw the fuck up.
Okay.
Well, wonderful speaking to you guys. I'll let you guys know when the episode of Bull airs.
Absolutely. Please do. I want to watch it.
Absolutely,
And continued success, man.
Yes, and
I want to write you a fan letter.
You know what? Everyone write Jerry fan letters tonight.
Okay.
All right,
send
Jerry.
Them to Eddie. Send them to Joe's house, actually.
Care of Rosie.
Make sure that you put in there that Joe let everybody know fucked his wife with Vicks Vapor.
Every letter will come with Vicks.
I was going to say, seal the envelope with Vicks Vapor.
It was an accident.
All right. Bye, Jerry.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you, baby.
You're good.
Yeah, Pothead Jerry. I like Pothead Jerry better. Me too. Then I like Joe. Just Joe sucks. Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up.
What?
And if you're gonna fuck that chicken, Danny, here's what you do. Get a nice glob of Vicks Vapor Rub and smash that motherfucker sideways. Because that chicken's asking for it. call it Rosie, slap it in the back of the head. And remember, AMF, my friends, which stands for Adios, Motherfucker! Hey, Danny, pass the Vicks Vapor Rub. Yeah!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.